Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, officials overseeing the delivery of the National Broadband Plan will be asked to explain to an Oireachtas committee tomorrow why families who had a target date for a fibre connection this year have now been told that they will have to wait up to another 5 years to get connected. Independent TD Dennis Nocton will be chairing that committee tomorrow, and he joins us now on News Talk Breakfast. Good morning, Dennis. What are you hearing on the ground from people?
Well, Ciara, I've received letters from people who got a letter from National Broadband Ireland in May telling them that they'll have their fibre connection by October of this year, and then receiving a subsequent letter in September of this year telling them that it'll be 2025 or 2026 before they get a connection. And I've had similar reports across a number of the deployment areas that National Broadband Ireland are in at the moment. And it's just not good enough that people are not getting very clear information of what's going on. And this is coming across the disclosure last week that we're now looking at an overall 8-month delay in terms of the delivery of the plan at present.
Okay. And do we have anything that we can put this down to, this slippage of the timeline? Is it all down to COVID or are there other issues?
Yeah, the Minister for Communications, Eamon Ryan, pulled that rabbit out of the hat last week, saying that it's all down to COVID, when that is not the case. Before the Oireachtas Committee last month, National Broadband Ireland explained that part of the delay was due to the complexities in getting licences from local authorities, dealing with different offices in local authorities, getting licences from CIE and Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Now, the bizarre thing about all of that is that there was a task force established a number of years ago, a broadband task force, bringing all of the agencies together to ensure that when the broadband plan was deployed, that these bottlenecks would be addressed. But bizarrely, that task force sat for the very last time exactly 2 years ago in October 2019, the 1 month before the contract was signed, and has never sat since. So the agency that was set up by government to deal with these particular bottlenecks in the delivery of the broadband plan has not sat since the contract was signed.
And do we have an explanation for that? Because that's some 4 or 5 months before the pandemic even kicked off here.
What we're being told is that they're reviewing it and seeing how they would use the task force in the future. They've been reviewing it now for 2 years. And remember, in the interim period, government, in the programme for government, gave a commitment to fast-track the broadband plan. And it seems what has been happening since that decision was taken, since the government was formed, is that people have been sitting on their hands.
Okay, one man's fast track is another man's slow lane, it would look like here. What do you expect to see happen at this committee tomorrow?
Well, look, the first thing we want is an explanation as to why the task force has not sat, when it will sit and deal with these particular problems, which are bureaucratic problems, and people are missing out on broadband because we don't have agencies talking to each other. The second thing that really needs to happen is we need one minister in charge of this. At the moment, we have Minister Heather Humphreys in the Department of Rural and Community Affairs and Minister Eamon Ryan in the Department of Communications with responsibility for this. They also have responsibility for the Department of Social Protection, the Department of Justice and the Department of Transport. 5 departments between 2 ministers. And yet, Oisín Smith, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, the junior minister for the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, is the one that's answering Dáil questions. So clearly, there is no minister in charge.
So a lack of coordination. Just, do you think there is any hope that people who are waiting around rural Ireland, and particularly it's important with all the working from home that goes on nowadays, do you think there is any hope that they will see their broadband connected in a timely manner? I mean, it was supposed to be this year, but now they're being told 2025. Is there any chance that that's going to be actually fast-tracked?
Well, unless the government actually make this a national priority, right from cabinet, right the way down through every local authority across the country, that won't happen. If they do, significant progress can be made in tightening up the slippage that we've seen already.
Okay. Independent TD Dennis Nocton, thank you for that indeed.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.